Good morning. Today we have an interesting question when it comes to the Kedusha of Svarim. The following question was posed to the Chashuchei Chemed. It was a bar mitzvah and they were having a celebration, and the family decided that in order for people to have a souvenir, and it could be that they used it on Shabbos also, that they were going to bind together four different Sifrei Kaddish, we'll call it. Number one is the Parsha Shavua. Number two, the Daf Yomi, that was relevant for the day or days. Halacha Yomi, number three. And also some Chidushei Torah that were written by the Bar Mitzvah boy. And the question was, is there a problem with binding all four of these together? So again, it was the Parsha, Daf Yomi, Halacha Yomi, and Chidushim from the Bar Mitzvah boy. And in his response, this is the Chashuchei Chemed, he says, if you look in the Birkei Yosef, and we don't even have to look in the Birkei Yosef, there's a discussion in the Gemara, but we'll look at the poskim, is it permitted to bind together Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, a Tanakh? What would be the problem? Because if you have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, when you open up the Torah part, no problem, because you have Torah leaning on the Nevi'im, Ksuvim. However, if you're learning in the Nach part, so you have it opened, you have some pages of Nevi'im and possibly Ksuvim, if you're in the Ksuvim, leaning over, lying on top of the Torah part. So is that a problem or not? So we actually discussed this a number of days ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago. And in fact, the son of the Rambam rings in the name of the Rambam that he would not bind together a Tanakh because of this. He was concerned that if you're learning in Navi, for example, the Nevi'im are lying on top of the Torah, and that's disgraceful for the Torah portion of the Tanakh. So then Rambam would not use a bound Tanakh at all. On the other hand, the Mordechai said it's permitted, and that is the Minhag Olam, that we do bind together a Tanakh. So accordingly, we see that we have to be careful. If we have separate Svarim, we have to be careful about prioritizing the Kedusha. Torah on top, Nevi'im Ksuvim next, other Svarim next. But when it's bound together, apparently, it would be permitted based on the Mordechai, because if you combine together a Tanakh, even though the Torah is on a higher level of Kedusha than the Nach, and you open it and you're learning Ksuvim, you have the Nevi'im on top of, and Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of the Chumash. If you're learning Levim, you have some Nevi'im on top of the Chumash is Mutter. So accordingly, based on that, it would seem, apparently, that the Bar Mitzvah boy's family would be permitted to bind together the Parsha Sashavu and the Daf Yomi, Halacha Yomi, and the Chidushim. As long as it's in one binding, it wouldn't be problematic, even though when you open it up and you have stuff on top of the Parsha Sashavu. On the other hand, the Chashuke Chemed brings a second opinion. The Yosef Omet says as follows, that, I'll say it outside and then we'll see a little bit inside, when it comes to binding Svarim together, it's permitted to bind together a Tanakh, because that is all the written Torah. That is Torah Shebichsav. However, we do not bind together Torah Sheba'al Peh with Torah Shebichsav, because Torah Sheba'al Peh shouldn't be written. We are permitted to write it nowadays because Eis La'asosh La'asohem HaFeiru Torah Secha, but fundamentally it's not in the parsha of being written, so it's on a lower level of Kedusha. So we dispense with binding together Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, because that all is written. That's the written law, but to bind together oral law with the written law, that would be problematic. So he says as follows, as we see it inside, Achen Shar Svarim Lo Ra'isi Minag L'Korcham. It says the Yosef Omez Tanakh bound together, but other Svarim, I don't see that we are nohig to bind them together. Eitzel Sifrei Mikra, to bind them together by themselves, yes, but together with Sifrei Mikra, together with the Tanakh, no. And it could be that there's an Isser Gomer with this. Why? That's because the Kedusha of Sifrei Mikra, that's Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, is Chamura Yosef Yosef Mikdusha Torah Sheba'al Peh, is on a higher level of Kedusha than Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Tanakh should be written. The Torah Sheba'al Peh ideally should not be written. Accordingly, it's on a higher level. The Tanakh is on a higher level of Kedusha, and they should not be bound together. So based on this Yosef Omitz, we would not be permitted to bind together the Parshas HaShavua together with the rest. That is Torah Sheba'al Peh. In the end of the day, the Chashuchei Chemed says, Tzarech Yun Lamaisa, unclear how we should paskin on this Shaila. Have a wonderful day.